What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hashtag facts. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Great to have you back, dudes and dudettes. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you rolling through the final hour of the radio broadcast. Prop bets.
Isn't it amazing? He walks in and it feels like I think the air just kicked on. I'm just saying.
No, it's just like 20 degrees cooler in the hallway and he had the door
no,
open.
No, I'm pretty sure I feel something from over there. But
well, then Chris is a magician. A musician? I'm falling apart over here.
He could be a musician.
He might be.
Actually, he's a wonderful singer. So if you consider the voice an instrument.
I do.
Well, then he's definitely a great musician.
We'll see if we can get her to do a little like Four Non-Blondes for us later.
We both have heard it.
Prop bets are one of America's favorite traditions in the Super Bowl. And I'm not talking about will Travis Kelce have 69 nice passing yards, receiving yards in this game. I'm not talking about will Saquon Barkley eclipse 111.5 rushing yards. I'm talking about the weird ones. You know the ones I'm talking about. The length of the national anthem, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here's a few of them that you can get, and we will play through some of these over the next couple of days as we approach Super Bowl licks on Sunday afternoon. We start with kickoff props, or pre-kickoff props, I guess I should say. Here are some of the bets that you can lay down and know if you have won or lost the game before the game begins. We start with one that we got into very briefly yesterday. That is, and this is one of the hot topics, the length of the national anthem. The over-under is currently set at 120.5 seconds. That line, according to FanDuel, is on the dot 2 minutes. Will it be two or under or 201 and over? Zoe and I talked about it yesterday. We are both riding the over 2 minute national anthem. And I think it's a good pick. I think it's a good pick. The national anthem this year being performed by New Orleans artist Jean-Baptiste. Jean-Baptiste is a piano player and a singer and a wonderful one. He is absolutely a magician on the ivory. But there's a couple of extra factors that go into why I am playing the over on the national anthem length. One of them is Jean-Baptiste is not just a singer and a player, but he is a guy that likes to inject a little bit of soul into his music. Soul being injected into music is going to draw it out a little bit by default, which I think is good. I like some music with soul. One of my favorite things are when people perform national anthems and they inject a little bit of them into it, a little bit of their culture into it, a little bit of their demographic into it. America is a melting pot of cultures and people. And I think that it is a-okay for our anthem to be modified to reflect that by allowing it to be spun into different sounds to represent all the different cultures that make up this melting pot that we call the United States of America. Jean-Baptiste is an artist who has an album out, Beethoven to Blues. It is a phenomenal album. If you are into classical music, jazz music, R&B music, bluegrass music, I mean, any type of traditional music, Jean-Baptiste takes classical songs, canon and D, etc., and he blues, jazz, R&Bs them up. They're phenomenal. It's one of the most entertaining albums that I've ever listened to. He is obviously currently on a promotion tour for that album. This is an opportunity for him to put his talent on display. He is doing it in front of the largest audience that he has ever or will ever play in front of. And that is not a slight, that's just a Super Bowl audience. Any artist who performs at a Super Bowl, national anthem, halftime, whatever, are playing in front of the largest audience that they will ever play in front of. Jean-Baptiste is also, as we mentioned, a native New Orleanian. He is playing Super Bowl Licks, which is happening in New Orleans. He is playing with an opportunity to represent his city well in front of the eyes of the nation. And on top of all of that, do so at a point in time where, let's be honest, my city could use as much good PR as it can get. I think Jean-Baptiste is going over 120.5 seconds. Kendrick Lamar is playing the halftime show in this. I'll tell you one bet I'm grabbing off the rip. And I'm going to tell you that our guest, Hatin' Ass Mario, who joins us every single Thursday and will tomorrow here on the show, Mario has walked me into a halftime bet. I was not going to bet this because while I know Kendrick Lamar and I like Kendrick Lamar is not a guy that I have an extensive history of listening to. So I didn't really know.
Wow. See, I was going to say I don't. Yeah, I mean, I got out of my rap phase a while ago, so I know who he is. I know he had beef with some Canadian. I know who it was. I'm just joking. But I wouldn't know one of his songs if it popped up, probably.
I know, obviously, most of his recent stuff, as he has become a dominant Spotify force. I know some of his older stuff, because Kendrick Lamar's stuff has been featured prominently for a very long time now. Mario has walked me into a couple of halftime bets. One of those halftime bets is that Kendrick Lamar will open his halftime set with a song called Mad with two A's, Mad City. That song swept America for a while. It's a hype song. It's an anthem of sorts. The shortest odds are for Kendrick Lamar to open with Not Like Us. That is the song that he beefed with Drake in, the one that Drake has sued him over. And so there's the thought that he would open with that, but I don't think so. I don't think he opens with the song that is controversial. I do think he plays it.
Don't you close with the beef? You don't start with the beef.
See, I don't know if you open or close with it. I would bet it to be somewhere in the middle, but I'm not betting on when he plays that. I will take Mario's bet of Kendrick Lamar opening with Mad City. It's an anthem. It was wildly popular in the mainstream for a very long time. It is upbeat and catchy for him to start. And on top of that, I think you make a statement with Not Like Us if you are Kendrick Lamar. So I'm pushing that backwards. Humble is also up there as one of the shortest odds for the opening song. And the total number of songs for the halftime set list is set at 10.5. Now, this one's always tricky because a lot of artists will do like a montage of their songs, and some books will count montages as full individual songs. Others will say, well, if he doesn't play more than X amount of time on it, it doesn't count towards the total. If you're betting on that, keep an eye on that.
Yeah, a montage is not a single song. And you can't count it as multiple songs either. And, well, I guess you count a montage as one song, I suppose.
I mean, that's the argument, right? Like, I would not. I would say if you get a chorus out of a song, I'm counting that as a song.
No
right?
way.
I'm counting that as a song because it's a song. If I come up here and I do a montage of Friends in Low Places, What's Going On, and I Believe in a Thing Called Love, even if I only do 15, 20 seconds of each song, those are three separate songs. You're just getting a part of them.
What style would you do those in? Because those are three different styles.
Oh, OG style.
Okay.
Those are all great songs.
Okay.
Those are all great songs that I don't need to change. They're in that list of songs that are just
perfect. I don't
perfect
know if they
written.
Transition well, but I could be wrong.
I believe in a Thing Called Love, done country. Let's go. I could get down with that.
Yeah, I could not.
Here's one, Lonzo. I don't know if you're willing to take the risk on this. Will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift after the game?
No.
The odds as they stand right now.
This is a dreamer thing. Oh, it would be so perfect. No, it wouldn't. I mean, let them do their thing off on their own. The world doesn't need to see it.
Plus 750 for a yes, which is not as long as I thought it would be, or minus 1,500 for no. I lean into no, but there's a couple of things that make me think, you know, maybe a couple of dollars on a yes. Maybe a couple of dollars on a yes.
Are you serious?
Hear me out. Hear my logic here. Plus 750. You're getting 7.5 to 1 on this bet. Here's why it's interesting. Number one, though he is not officially confirmed or denied, I do believe he addressed it very briefly in passing yesterday. There is smoke gathering to the rumor that Travis Kelce may retire at the end of the year. I don't believe that is the case.
Yeah, it's the same thing was being said last year, too.
Right. I don't believe that is the case, but I also know Travis Kelce was big on the three-peat. If the Chiefs lose this game, I think Travis Kelce is definitely coming back. If the Chiefs win this game, I don't think it is far-fetched to think maybe Travis Kelce does walk away on the highest high. We just did something nobody else has ever done before. And if he's going to ride out on the highest high, and this relationship with Taylor Swift is a genuine and organic thing, there is one thing I can say about Travis Kelce. He is an entertainer at heart. He's an entertainer. He's a football player, but he's an entertainer. That's why Travis Kelce scored touchdowns last year, throws up the Taylor Swift hand heart because he knows it's going to get attention. That's why he and his brother do this podcast and are clipping social media clips every day. He's an entertainer. And if he's an entertainer that is genuinely, truly in love with the world's most visible woman, and he knows that no matter when and where he pops the question, if he intends to pop the question, it's going to be wildly covered and photographed. I could see an entertainer deciding to take the opportunity to have a huge moment in his life be done on the biggest stage he'll ever be on. If he really is about pushing the brand, there would be no way to push the brand better than to do it right there on the field.
Why does he need to push either brand?
Because brand is how you make money.
Yeah, they're already making a lot of that.
Yes, and do you know what people tend to do when they make a lot of money? Want to make more. They tend to want to make more. That's why I have 17 jobs. I make plenty of money here. I just like making more.
Here's the other thing. Okay, the Chiefs just three-peated. They made history. No NFL team has ever won three in a row. Why would he make it about him? I don't think he would do that. He's been such a team guy. Why would he suddenly go, okay, Let me overshadow this moment, this history, by proposing. He's not going to do that. He's too much of a team guy to do that.
I mean, could I not argue then that why is he taking time midweek during the season to step away and do hours worth of podcast recording? Because he's a brand. He's a brand.
Don't be that guy.
But he's a brand.
No, he does his podcast from where he is. He doesn't leave and go somewhere to do it. He does it from his house or from the road. And, you know, there is this thing when you get done with work, you go home, and football players do the same thing. So he's doing this in his off time. He's not taking away from practice or football time.
Wait. I'm not just talking about the effort that goes into doing a podcast, which I am very familiar with. I'm talking about the fact that his podcast puts him out there as a big time talking head and face, right?
And he's not going to take away from the team. He's not going to do
that. Listen, I get he's your guy. I respect that he's your guy. Travis Kelce, the guy who did an entire reality TV show about himself, is absolutely a guy who wants to be in the entertainment industry.
I don't fault him. Dude, it wasn't right after they made history. He's not going to do that. I don't get the people who think this. He's not going to do something that says, hey, look at me, and dampen the moment that's happening right there for the entire team.
Travis Kelce noted, not look at me guy.
All right, so you're saying...
I'm saying it's a possibility.
When they talk to him, he doesn't talk about his teammates and how excited he is for his team and how well everybody else is doing. That's exactly what he
did. Did I say he was going to do it like on the stage while Al Michaels is handing him
a trophy? Probably the dumbest prop bet in the entire thing. And I haven't even heard the other ones. I know there's some pretty balanced. That one's dumb. If you put money on that, you must have just disposable income.
I'm thinking I might. I think I might put a little sprinkle on +750 for the engagement.
Why don't you just do
of America's favorite couple?
Why don't you just give me that money? Okay,
it's gonna be like $10.
Yeah, I will take that $10 and I will spend it in a way that will bring me joy.
I need you to know. Now I hope it happens. Now I will celebrate. I will go buy one of those like 90s t-shirts that have the pictures. I'm going to get that of their proposal moment. Yeah, I hope it happens.
Like someone else in your family wouldn't already be buying this.
Winning Gatorade color being dumped on the winning coach, Lonzo. Purple is your odds-on favorite at +210. Yellow, lime, green at +220. Orange, +440. Blue is 7-1. Red or pink is 8-1. And water/clear is 10-1.
I'm going to go with red on big red. That's what I'm going with.
Red on red. I like that. I like that as a bet. I like that. That's a long shot. But that kind of makes sense. I like that one. Let's see. Celebrity guest to appear on stage at the halftime show. This is less about the bit and more about let's see how many of these people Lonzo knows.
Wow. Wow, so this is going to be one of those things.
Okay. Shortest odds, Baby Keem.
Don't know.
+160, or he's at +110.
Are you sure it's a he?
Yes.
You're absolutely positive.
No, I'm not. That's what I thought. Oh, I absolutely could have said, let's see how many of these
okay.
I know.
All right.
But I didn't want to do that.
All right.
Lil Wayne. I think we all know who
Lil Wayne is.
Weezy +164. Future at +184.
I know who Future is.
+184, Metro Boomin.
Okay, don't know Metro.
J-Rock at +205.
Not familiar with his work.
I do know J-Rock. And Dochi at +210, who I discovered the other day. She has got an album. She just won Best Rap Album of the Year. Third female in history to win Rap Album of the Year. She joins Nicki Minaj and was it Lauryn Hill, I think, won the first one? But I just found her stuff on Spotify like 2 days ago. She's incredible. I love her. She's fantastic. Let's see. Yeah, we got to take a break. I got plenty more we could get to. Oh, here's one that always comes up. Great one. Who does the NFL MVP thank first in their post-game acceptance speech? -265 is God. +420, teammates. +680, family. 13-1, fans. 15-1, the organization. 17-1, the head coach.
Yeah, I'm going with God first.
I think God's the safe bet, but like those are terrible odds for God. God's got awful odds here, all right? God's against the odds at this point. So I can't bet on God here. I got to go, and you just said it, big teammate guys. I think I got to go teammates at 4-1. I think
a lot of profession of faith, at least on the Kansas City side, with Patrick,
sure.
with Patrick Mahomes
but
yesterday.
It's first. But it's the first
and
one.
And Patrick Mahomes, if an MVP is given out for Kansas City, it's probably going to be him.
Probably.
So that's who he'll thank first.
You know what? See, this is one of those times we can do some research. Who did he thank last time he gave the speech? I got to go find that out. I also talked out the bed. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show when the Fan Upstate. Sorry, God, long odds.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, running through some of these Super Bowl prop bets because...
Hey, can you ask that question on the show? Because I'm curious about what the Armada would answer.
The one that they asked Patrick Mahomes yesterday?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Yesterday at Media Day, which, by the way, I wasn't going to make a segment out of this, mainly because I don't want to spread awareness of it. I despise Open Media Day, Super Bowl week. I despise it. And so do the players, for the record. I'm sure there's a couple of them that have fun with it. Travis Kelce was not having fun yesterday. Patrick Mahomes was not having fun yesterday. I despise Open Media Day at the Super Bowl when they're like, hey, any jackass with a YouTube channel is welcome to come in here and ask dumb questions. Because it is a full day that we could be talking football and having a good time. And I know we're sitting here talking about Super Bowl prop bets, so maybe this is even somewhat hypocritical. But you always get that dude who goes in there trying to borrow a wrestling term, get himself over. And it's just not fun. It's just awkward. It's just awkward. And I just despise it. Now, there is an element to it that is good in that some of these people go in there and actually ask pretty good questions. Pretty good questions that are, and it is more about for this, it is more about instilling some humanity on the players instead of just treating them as robots who play football for our enjoyment and entertainment. But more often than not, you get some chick who rolls up in a thong bikini and is like, hey, will you take me on a date? Stop being weird. It's some dude who shows up dressed as a clown and asks questions about the circus. It's like, dude, what are we doing here, man? However, Patrick Mahomes got asked a question while he was doing his open media portion of the day. The question that got asked to Patrick Mahomes was, would you rather have your arm, Steph Curry's shot, or Taylor Swift's singing voice? And Mahomes said he would take Taylor Swift's singing voice above Steph Curry's shot and his ability to play quarterback. When asked why, he said, because there is no one else on the planet that is inspiring more people than Taylor Swift. And if I had the opportunity to inspire that many people, I would be hard-pressed to say no.
See, I would go with Steph Curry's shot because then I would surpass Steph Curry and no one would talk about Steph Curry anymore. And it would be worth it for me to overshadow Steph Curry so I don't have to hear Steph Curry ever talked about again. Because if I have a shot, I'm breaking his records or whatever, and people are going, oh, man, that's a great shot. There's another guy who had a shot like that. What was his name? I don't remember his name. It'd be worth that for me.
No, I think you'd be perennially Lonzo, the next Steph Curry.
No. I'd be so much better than him.
They'd call you White Steph.
No,
the question was not, would you like to have a shot better than Steph Curry's? It's would you have Curry's shot?
Right. And if I have his shot, he doesn't have
his
shot.
By the way, not his handles, not his game, just his shot.
That's all I need is his shot. I'll just stand, you know, out beyond the three. Just throw me the ball.
Yeah, that's actually a lot of NBA players.
Or I could just stand at half court.
A lot of NBA players.
Or even on the other side. I mean,
I would go with Steph shot as well. Number one, because Taylor Swift's voice coming out of my body would be very awkward. But number two, because the longevity in that game is infinitely longer than anything else. At some point, Taylor Swift's music will stop resonating with fans. That's how musicians work. At some point, you hit your fan cap. At some point, Patrick Mahomes' body will not, even if his arm is great, will just not be able to keep up with the speed of the NFL. Not just because he's getting older, but because NFL football players are getting bigger, stronger, faster every single year. Steph Curry's shot could belong to a dude who's 6'8". Or 5'9", and he can play in the association with that shot until he's 48 years old if he wanted to. Steph Curry could, if he wanted to, and I mean this, we talk about LeBron, and by the way, if you're not watching LeBron, I watched Lakers-Clippers last night. LeBron James is still magic. He is bodying dudes right now, like going to the rack and throwing tomahawks over dudes, bodying people right now. But that very physical style of game, that is why LeBron James playing at 40 feels like a miracle. Steph Curry's game could theoretically keep Steph in the league until he was damn near 50.
Here's a thing, though. If you get Steph Curry's shot, do you have to chew on the binky? Because, I mean, that's a no-seller from me.
I do not think that keeping apprised of your dental health is a negative.
Okay. Well, all right. So Rob's all about the binky if he gets a shot.
I've already lost half my front teeth.
Half your half?
All right. Yeah, half of my front teeth. Okay, I've lost them already. I'm gonna tell you right now, 100, especially when you go in the paint shoved around like Steph Curry does. Yeah, I'm protecting the chiclets, man. The million-dollar smile's got to stay.
Well, you can already flop like him, so, I mean, there's that.
I'm not trying to get Draymond into requiring dental surgery. Are you kidding me? Also, on top of that, mouthpieces are less about protecting your teeth and more about preventing you from getting concussions, because a large portion of concussions are caused when the jaw slams shut and the reverberation, the vibration from your jaw slamming shut go up into your skull, distribute around your brain. A lot of concussions are caused by the jaw getting slammed shut real fast. A mouthpiece actually minimizes that vibration and decreases the chances of a concussion. That's why, kids, listen to Uncle Rob. When your coach says pop your mouth guard in, pop your mouth guard in.
This portion of the show brought to you by Rob Smile, the mouth guard that protects you from concussions. Available now at your local retail store.
Buddy, I've had a concussion. They're not fun.
Buddy.
They're not
buddy,
fun.
Buddy, I've had multiple concussions. And
they're not fun. Buddy. Buddy. I don't want another one. If all I got to do is have Zoe tell me I'm chewing on a binky and my other option is get a concussion, yeah, man, go ahead and goo-goo got me to death. I'm good. All right? I'm good. You know what I want? I want you making fun of me with Goo Goo Gaga, not hitting 70 and saying Goo Goo Gaga because my brain fried.
Right, so this is your way of countering and stopping me from pulling, I want you to Goo Goo Gaga me to death and using that as a, because I was getting ready to do that, but now you just took it away from me.
Again. We have seen the issues with many athletes who have suffered from CTE after their career is over. This is why when all the rest of y'all are clowning on the dudes who rock the Guardian caps, I will 100% come to their defense.
It's good to know that someone pointed out earlier that engineering is probably watching us, and they are.
Why would I do?
Look at the stream, dude.
Oh. So, media week's dumb. Jameis Winston had a good time, though. That is correct.
He did. He did. But going around thinking that you're going to do a gotcha segment on people, it just makes you look stupid. And but I guess if you're happy and they allowed it to happen, so.
That's open media
and
day.
If you are the person being assaulted by stupid questions, you can't have them removed because then it looks like it got to you. I mean, it's
There was a cat yesterday at Open Media House Day that asked questions of Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. He asked Travis Kelce, "What do you love more, Taylor Swift or phantom roughing the passer calls on fourth down that your team benefits from?" And Travis said, "Great question. Who's next?" Now, what he should have done, as the doctor of love, is what he should have said is, Taylor, but I love her more than anything else, you would have said. Mwah, brownie points, okay? Instead, he said, great question, who's next? Mahomes got asked, of all the referees in the league, who is your favorite, and is it because they give you extra calls? And Mahomes was like, you know what? I love all the referees. All the referees do a great job. And the guy was like, yeah. But who's your favorite? Is there like one that you send a Christmas card to every year? Petra was like, you know what? I don't know. I think you said something like you'll have to ask Brittany or something like that, which whatever. Again, now I will say that the reason that that is justified is even though it was awkward
all right,
and painful.
And I just looked it up and found out who it was. It was a Boston radio host.
That checks out.
Yeah.
That checks out. It's always some goob that's going to go in there and try to get himself over.
This is a Patriots guy. Think about it. It's Boston. It's a Patriots guy. Certain things are about to be surpassed. I get it now. I completely get it.
Listen, Lonzo, I know this is going to be a shock to the system, and I hope you're prepared for it. I need you to know that a lot of people just hate your team.
Okay.
That's what happens when you're king of the hill.
All right. As far as that goes, I'm fine with that. But you don't put two and two together when you find out where the guy works and where he's from.
No.
You don't automatically think of all this talk about him being surpassing Tom Brady, the Chiefs surpassing the Patriots. You don't think there's vindictiveness amongst radio people?
There may very well be. There may very well be a little bit of him protecting his house. Sure. There may very well be a little him protecting his house.
Or attempting to, and then going back to his show going, hey, got him.
That's more it. I think it's less protecting Brady's legacy, which there's plenty of people out there doing that right now. I think it's less protecting Brady's legacy and more, how do I get trending on social media? Oh, I got it. I'll make things real awkward for Pat and T-Rav. Let's see how that goes. Open House Media Day is dumb, and I it needs to stop. It really does. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. Captain America, Chris Evans down the hall, making the save. Getting the temperature back down to safe for human activity levels.
Not going to be that guy, though. Once the underwear is soggy, I mean, there's no coming back from that till you go home and change. So,
I mean, I don't disagree.
The rest of me is cool, and I'm good with that.
I will take soggy boxer shorts in 72 before I take soggy boxer shorts getting soggier.
Guarantee you it's below 72. It's probably around 70 right now.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. All right. Got one segment left on the show.
I was just giving the thumbs up that I was absolutely right.
Good enough for me. All right. Here's a couple more bets that you can make as we run through some props in this hour of the show. If you want to have a take on it. Here's a bet that you can make. How many times will Kendrick Lamar sing Not Like Us? One minus 650, twice plus 540. Does he visit it, play some other songs, then circle back around and do it again?
Just a question. Do you or they consider rapping singing?
I mean, I do. But I think you could just say...
So does the bet actually say singing?
Also, he does sing in that
song.
Does he?
Okay.
Yeah, there is some singing in that song.
Okay.
But I still think the answer is one, but it might be worth some fun. Here's one.
Would Vegas kind of mess people over just because of wording?
These bets are run by the individual sports books.
Okay.
Individual
sports books do that?
Yes, but usually they will tell you, like, you have the terms of the bet before you make it. It'll be very specific, like, for this bet, rapping is not considered singing, or is, or whatever. Will Drake release a song on Super Bowl Sunday? Yes, plus 370. No, minus 600. It's not worth the money for the bet. I'm going to go absolutely not. Drake is already getting and remains throttled in this rivalry that's broken out between him and Kendrick Lamar. He has gotten worked to the point that he ran to a judge like, can you help me? Can you make this stop? So I can't imagine at this point Drake is going to reinsert himself into the conversation. See, if he can avoid it.
I guess this is just proof that I'm old, because I was back when rap started. And if someone came out with a song, someone came out with a counter song, the other person came out with a song, and I don't remember there being lawsuits or anything.
You know, it's just not the way the world works anymore, Alonzo. You know, we just moved into a new era.
Why we got to be so violent? Why can't we just be creative and fight with our words, I guess?
I mean, Kendrick is for sure, and he's winning.
Who would win in an actual fight between the two, though?
Probably Kendrick. Okay. I've seen Drake try to be athletic. It doesn't go great. Total length of the last note of the song of the national anthem sung by John Batiste, -128, over 3.5 seconds, under 3.5 seconds at -102.
Wow.
Do you think he gives us the big long break, or does he drop out early? John Batiste is a singer, but obviously his emphasis is on the piano. I'm almost willing to drop a no bet on this, Zoe, because I think he hits a little piano flourish as his send-off, his vocals.
Does he do that while flourishing underneath?
I don't know.
That would be kind of cool.
See, I think right now, especially with trying to sell an album that has no vocals on it, it is all him playing piano, my thought would be he wants to show off the playing of the piano.
What if he, after all this, has people actually seen him practicing singing? What if he just plays it?
Well, so here's...
Does that kill all the bets?
Here's the discussion that I saw taking place on the social media yesterday that brought this up. Jean-Baptiste actually played the national anthem at the 2019 NBA Finals. I don't remember what. It was a couple of years back. But played the national anthem, and he registered at just 90 seconds. And so a lot of people are like, oh, that's a slam under, right? He's already done it. But as I pointed out, that was Jean-Baptiste, who was best known for being the lead of the Stephen Colbert Late Night with Colbert show band, not a guy who's got a potential platinum album coming up soon. Like, I think you're going to get a little different Jean-Baptiste, but we'll see. Right now, Zoe, on the record, yes, no, will there be a doink? And I'm a little disappointed because the odds this year have dropped, and I understand why. We'll talk about it in a minute. The odds have dropped. It is only plus 470 for a doink this year. Will there be a doink?
I'm going to go with no.
No is minus 850. I will go yes. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to go with yes. Some of these bets, most of them not, but some of these bets I can actually base in football, right? We have talked all week about the Chiefs and the Eagles. I have given you some keys to the game for the Chiefs and the Eagles. Both the Chiefs and the Eagles share one key. And that one key, and I know a lot of coaches are going to be like, yeah, Rob, every game that's true. But I think it's more true in this game than others. Got to stop the run. Got to keep teams away from third and short. And you got to buckle down in the red zone. I need my defense, Kansas City or Philadelphia, I need my defense turning the tide in the red zone. I need my defense forcing field goals, not allowing touchdowns. I think you're going to see a healthy number of field goals in this game. I really do. I think you're going to see a healthy number of field goals. And New Orleans is a stadium. I looked this up a couple of days ago, and I'm going to keep it a buck. I spent about 13 seconds looking at it. I took it as gospel, and I moved on. So I don't know if this is true or not. But as somebody who's going to bet the doink and go enjoy it, I'm gonna believe it until I shouldn't anymore. The New Orleans Superdome produces more doinks than any other indoor NFL stadium. It's a doink fest in the New Orleans Superdome, specifically for visiting teams, of which
does this have to do with lack of air, or
I don't know if it's
lack of winds, not lack of air.
I don't know if it's the turf. I don't know if it's, I will tell you, the backdrop behind the end zones in the Superdome are very interesting. It's just kind of a black wall, right?
So like there are no lights that would interfere with.
No, okay. It's the seats raise up. There's only a couple of feet between the end of the end zone and the seats in the Superdome, and they are on the end zones. They're kind of built vertically, right? And so up where a field goal would go through the uprights, it's just kind of a wall of seats, and the seats are all very, very dark in the Superdome. It's just kind of a wall of color behind you, and I kind of think it can, when a kicker is looking up and then he looks down to make the contact and then looks back up to follow through, I kind of wonder if maybe they don't kind of lose sight of the goalposts a little bit, and they maybe twist one way or the other. Only plus 470 for a doink. Disappointing. I got it to 9-1 one year.
I was going
to
say, when I said no, you look disappointed.
I'm disappointed in the odds.
Okay, all right.
I've gotten it at 9-1 before. This year, it's half that, which is disappointing. Like, that's a big gamble. But again, I think Vegas expects a lot of field goals in this game. A lot of kicking in this game. Extra points included in the potential doinks. What team will Jason Kelce rep at the Super Bowl, Lonzo? Minus 146 for the Eagles, plus 560 for the Chiefs, plus 136 for no jersey or team logo.
All right, he has already said on the podcast that he's not going to wear a split jersey, that he's going to root for the Eagles. He's going to root for his brother, but he's going to be wearing green.
He did say that. I agree. I think he's wearing green. Travis Kelce did appear for the first time earlier this week on Jason's ESPN talk show that he does with his wife. And they did a whole interview with his brother. And at the end, Lonzo, I got to find the audio. I tried to record it earlier, but I can't. Jason asked Travis, is there anything that you want to say to all these Philly people? They filmed the show in Philly. Anything you want to say to all these Philly people? And Travis Kelce said, go Birds. He said it. He said, go Birds. I thought, like, uh-oh, Jason done got him. Jason animated it or AI'd it or caught him saying it earlier and, like, replayed it or whatever. But it appears that Travis Kelce said go Birds to his brother Jason, noted Eagles legend. I could see him, like, rocking the Eagles gear, but then having like an 87 button or something on it. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that cancels the bet out or not. I don't know
that he needs to represent his brother because he's with him all the time and they do all that stuff together. I think he'll just go straight up all Philadelphia. That's what I think.
Which will be higher? Oh, yeah, we got to do that. All right, last one. Which will be higher? Total number of songs performed by Kendrick Lamar or Chiefs total points in the first half? Minus 162 for the Chiefs.
Chiefs total points.
I don't know, man. Stiff defenses. I'm excited.
We'll see. All right, the first thing that's Xing, and I changed the name because I'm not going to say the word, is National Flatulence Day.
National Fart Day?
Yeah, that's today.
National Fart Day.
Just don't like the word.
Don't like the word fart?
No, we've had this conversation on the air many times.
I know, but it shocks me every time.
And then
time.
You always forget. But that's, I mean, yeah, it's just,
I don't know why this is.
Yeah, don't click on it.
Thank you for your service.
Because I did. And yeah, the first thing is a lady in a bikini in a pool, just letting it rip.
So. Okay, in fairness, it's not funny.
Why would you think that's funny?
Why would you not?
Everyone does it, but it's still kind of gross. I just, you know.
I don't think it's gross. Everybody does it.
When a girl does it, it's just kind of gross to me.
So you're being sexist in the flatulence world. Got it.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever. It bothered me. Okay,
ladies, if you need to rip one, let it out. We understand. The fellas understand.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah. Nothing says sexy like that.
It's not their job to be sexy for you all the time.
Especially when the bubbles just, when they burst and you smell stuff. Anyway, the next thing that's Xing is Ozzy Osbourne, or as my mom says, Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't know if it's the reason it's trending, but I saw a day or two ago, apparently he's got Parkinson's, and apparently it's starting to get real bad. Like he's not able to make it out to appearances and stuff.
Well.
Or is it his birthday and I'm just a total bummer?
It's been announced in July. The original Black Sabbath is getting back together, including Ozzy Osbourne, to do a concert.
I'm in. Like,
it's nowhere around here.
Oh, for sure. This is one of those spots that I would say I know I'm not getting anything close to prime Black Sabbath, but sometimes even if they're old and decrepit and out of it, I just want to say I got to see them.
If I recall, during the Hall of Fame, he was like sitting on a dark throne while everyone did the benefit around him.
So checks out.
He's probably going to be on some sort of dark throne whilst singing.
I want a dark throne.
Yes. James on the stream says Satanic Panic is back for July, just for one day in July. All right, the next thing that's exiting is Jurassic World Rebirth.
Are we doing another Jurassic Park movie?
Yeah, that's been...
I honestly didn't know that.
Scarlett Johansson is starring in it. Yeah.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, I'm a monster movie guy. You give me big dinosaurs eating people, I'm going to pay you money to go see the big dinosaurs eating people. So I'm in. I will only say I didn't even hate the Chris Pratt series of movies.
Why do you have to say it that way?
Because most people did. It had terrible reviews.
I don't know that most people
bombed.
Did.
It bombed. Nah, that's not an argument. It definitively bombed.
I think it made its money back.
It didn't. I don't know if it did or if it was just close. Definitively bombed. I liked it, though, with the exception of I don't think that we needed to dive into it. And I understand why they did it. It was for a plot hook, and I'm good with all that. I don't think that we needed to start genetically modifying more terrifying dinosaurs. I think we could just lean in on the terrifying dinosaurs.
Come on, dude. If you can make dinosaurs, someone out there is going to try to make a better one.
That's just one of those spots where you would think after they got, what were we at that point? 3 parks where dinosaurs escaped and started eating people. You probably don't think, you know what we should make? Bigger, meaner, violenter, hungrier dinosaurs.
Everyone out there thinks, listen, I can do it better.
I've got this.
I know what they did wrong. I'll do it better.
That is the plot hook, right? It's like the original hook was, here's what happens when you play God. -265 for the MVP speech, by the way.
The trailer just dropped. That's why it's X-ing, by the way.
Maybe just like making a new Apatosaurus. Maybe I'd love to see some more Ankylosaurus. Give me some classics. I don't need the like, stop making right. bigger, scarier.
Speaking of sources, Miles Garrett is exiting.
That is because the reigning, defending, undisputed NFL Defensive Player of the Year asked for a trade away. The Cleveland Browns says, I don't want to go through another rebuild coming off of a very disappointing 3-14 season. And knowing that the Browns have to play Deshaun Watson another gazillion dollars for the next gazillion years, they're cooked forever. Miles Garrett wants out.
Come to Kansas City, Miles Garrett. We can use you.
You know who I got hurt? You know who I heard?
Some championships.
You know who I heard yesterday mentioned as not just a target, but destination number one?
Raiders.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
They have the cap space. Yikes. Yo, have a great day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Come back tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. Wonderful set of guests tomorrow. We got Lulu Kessin, Rashad Beard, Hatin' Ass Mario, Fight Club with Lonzo and more. Have a great one. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.